in your Bibles to Psalm 24. It's a great psalm. It comes after the 23rd psalm. Sometimes we get to 23 and we never get on to 24. Psalm 24 and verse 7 through 10. Verse 7 from King James. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts, he is the King of glory. Selah. Stop and think about it. Well, from King James, it sounds like this should be read in a castle to me. Because it's kind of, what? What? Okay, well, let's take a look at how Gene Peterson puts it. He says, wake up, ye sleepyhead city. Wake up, ye sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God, armed and battle ready. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is the King of Glory. The psalm starts out by saying, who can ascend to the Lord? Who can come into his presence? And then it says, who isn't going to be able to come? And then it says, who is going to be able to come? J. Vernon McGee says, if the only ones who are going to ascend into the hill of the Lord are those who have clean hands and a pure heart, and those who have not lifted up their souls unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, he says, I guess I won't be there. That leaves me out. But I am going to be there, he says, because I'm going to be there in Christ. He has undertaken to present me before the throne of grace in his present priestly office because I have trusted him as my Savior. I put my 2 cents in with J. Vernon McGee. I'm going to be there because he has put his righteousness on me, and I love the way J. Vernon says, he has undertaken to present me. He has done it for me. Amen. Matthew Henry states about this psalm, we may apply it, especially these last verses that I read, we may apply it to Christ's entrance into the souls of men by his word and spirit, that they may be his temple. Who is this King of glory? I welcome this King of glory into my own body. I welcome Jesus Christ in my soul and my spirit. Amen. He goes on to say, behold, he stands at the door and knocks. The gates and the doors of the heart are to be opened to him as possession is delivered to the rightful owner. We may apply it to his second coming with glorious power. Yes, we can. Amen. I'm looking forward to that, aren't you? Amen. Lord, open the everlasting door of our souls by thy grace, that we may now receive thee and be wholly thine, and that at length we may be numbered with the saints in glory. I want to be numbered with them. I want to be one of those saints in glory because of the work of Jesus Christ. We all have that place and that right. He has given it to us as a free gift of grace. Let's stand and let's say it from the Message Bible. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God armed and battle ready. Wake up, you sleepyhead city. Wake up, you sleepyhead people. King Glory is ready to enter. Who is this King Glory? God of the angel armies. He is King Glory.